Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Wednesday, November 20th. Three people are facing a slew of charges after a weapons complaint in Wyarton. The OPP say officers responded to a call from a business on Burford Street just after 11 Monday morning. According to police, three intoxicated people entered the business, and it was believed one person might have had a rifle sticking out of their bag. The suspects were located by police officers nearby. All three were charged with a long list of weapons and drug trafficking offenses. Tiverton-based nuclear operator Bruce Power and Ronald McDonald House have helped to make some local Taylor Swift fans' dreams come true. They sent eight local kids who have faced health challenges to the concert of a lifetime with their families. James Skoniak is an executive vice president at Bruce Power.
We've had a long-standing partnership with the Ronald McDonald House in a number of ways. And so we reach out to Ronald McDonald House and ask them if they could select eight families from Grey, Bruce, and Huron counties.
Skoniak says the families were surprised with the tickets and all went together to the Taylor Swift show in Toronto this past Saturday night. Owen Sound's tax levy increase next year is currently estimated at 4%. That would cost the average assessed homeowner about another $180 on the annual property tax bill. Council reviewed an update report at Monday's meeting ahead of 2025 budget deliberations scheduled for December 9th. West Grey Council's approved a zoning amendment for a new subdivision proposed in Durham. The 146-unit build would include townhouses, a three-story apartment, and parkland. Grey County still needs to provide plan approval for the development, which is located near Grey Road 4. On the national news, 85,000 passports are being held by Service Canada until the postal strike is sorted out. The department says it stopped mailing them a week before the strike started so passports wouldn't be stranded. If you're waiting for yours and it's urgent, you can contact the passport office and they'll try to get it delivered to a Service Canada center. Your phone's going to beep at you just before 1 this afternoon. The National Alert Ready System is conducting a test. The alert tone will also be carried on radio and TV stations. Officials say the testing ensures the system is operating properly. And you may want to stand up for this. New research shows too much sitting puts you at greater risk of heart attack, even if you exercise regularly. A U.S. study's authors say sitting for more than about 10 hours a day can lead to health problems. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks are poised for a slightly higher open this morning. Futures up a bit in pre-market trading, with investor attention turned to market bellwether NVIDIA's earnings report. It's due after the bell today. Yesterday, the Dow was down 120 points, closing at 43,268. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced. Tech stocks up nearly 1%. The TSX also closed higher 33 points to 25,010. Bitcoin is trading nearly 1% higher this morning, 93,800 US. The price of oil also higher a half percentage point, 69.85 per barrel, while gold's little changed at 2,630 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 71.51 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Winnipeg Jets defeated Florida and set a franchise record by winning 9 of their first 10 home games. Edmonton beat Ottawa, Vancouver lost to the Rangers. JT Miller's taken an indefinite leave of absence from the Canucks for personal reasons. Leafs host Vegas tonight. Auston Matthews won't play. He went to Germany to visit a doctor about his upper body injury. That could be a good thing for Matthews. 49ers Christian McCaffrey also went to Germany for his Achilles injury, and he's come back strong. Bruins fired head coach Jim Montgomery. Joe Sacco's been named interim coach. Rafael Nadal officially retired. The 38-year-old's 22 Grand Slam titles are second all-time. The Celtics put an end to Cleveland's perfect season. Cavs are now 15-1. Baseball's Managers of the Year are Cleveland's Stephen Vogt and Milwaukee's Pat Murphy. And Canada defeated Suriname to advance to the CONCACAF Nations League Finals. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. In the OHL last night, the London Knights beat the Kitchener Rangers 3-1 for their 12th straight win. Friday, the Owen Sound Attack will be in London to face the Knights. You can hear that game live on Key of Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. And in Owen Sound men's rec hockey, Bumstead Insurance beat Miller Lite 6-4, and Manulife topped Clancy Builders 4-1. Baz Chesser had a pair of goals. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. That's RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's coming up next. Cloudy with a chance of some drizzle today and a high of 10. Tonight, periods of rain, gusty winds as well, and a low of 2. And tomorrow, slight chance of some showers or flurries in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 5.